You will hear part of an interview with a successful young fashion blogger called Jessica Lau. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Good afternoon, everyone. Our guest today is writer and fashion blogger Jessica Lau. Hi, Jessica. How does it feel to turn a passion for fashion into a profession?
To be honest, it feels like I'm dreaming and I'm about to wake up at any moment. I could never have predicted that my blog would be such a success. Sometimes when I go to fashion shows, everyone else is super elegant and dressed in black, and I'm wearing a huge pink furry coat that I bought secondhand in a market. I keep on thinking the whole thing is a big mistake and expecting someone to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Excuse me, who are you? You aren't supposed to be here."
What inspired you to write about fashion?
Well, I've always had a very personal sense of style and enjoyed putting outfits and new looks together. And people always used to stop me in the street to ask me about what I was wearing, who the designer was, where I bought accessories and things. When I started my blog, I didn't want to be famous. I just wanted to share my passion. I never thought for one second I'd make money out of writing.
Do designers often send you free clothes?
Yeah, it happens, especially from younger designers. It's a major plus when a well-known blogger wears their clothes, and the pictures end up all over the internet. These days, a lot of young girls and guys look online for ideas instead of reading traditional magazines. We're seen as cooler, more current, more original. We may not be insiders in the industry, but we know what's happening on the street.
What advice do you have for fashion addicts on a budget?
I love following trends, but trends come and go. It's important not to take them too seriously. High street shops like Zara, COS and H&M have plenty of on-trend clothes for prices that aren't totally crazy. It's only worth spending money on stuff that's going to last, like a leather jacket or a great pair of jeans. You need to develop your own personal sense of style. Be creative, be original, but above all, be yourself.
You've just come back home from Paris Fashion Week and you've already been to London, New York and Milan. Which city is your favourite for fashion?
It depends. London is more creative and experimental. The audience at London fashion shows is really friendly and enthusiastic. And it sometimes feels like going to a football match with everybody screaming and cheering. Paris and Milan are more classic and sophisticated, and the shows have much bigger budgets. The parties are usually spectacular, and the front row is filled with famous names and movie stars. London is the most fun, but Paris and Milan are a lot more glamorous.
In recent years, a lot of people have criticised fashion for promoting an unhealthy body shape. Do you think that's true?
I definitely think fashion shows should be more diverse. Beauty can be any shape or skin colour. I would love to see all shapes and sizes on the catwalk, as well as models from Asia, Africa, Latin America. Sometimes I think the fashion industry has a really limited mentality. But on the other hand, fashion is a fantasy. Designers choose models for one reason, to show off their clothes. I don't look like a model, but who does? Models aren't paid to look like normal people.
One final question. What are your plans for the future, Jessica?
Good question. Actually, I'm thinking of opening my own boutique. I've always dreamed of having a little shop where I can hang out, serve great coffee, and help put together looks for my customers. I'd sell the same kind of stuff that I write about online, including vintage and tons of pieces by young and unknown designers. So the shop would be like a real-life version of my online community.
That sounds great. Good luck.